What seems a random clang in the offing, then clangs akimbo that bring on dark. Darkness with no rest in it, nor any call to agree it's boundless, nor any will to do that. Behind, beyond the dark, outside it, dull skin of the yurt that holds it in, swells and wrinkles in the air. Some turn to it, open their clothes, and press their belly buttons to it to draw its wisdom through. And so they do, though for most the thrill fades. Then a clang that seems no part of the dark comes striking up from the side, then another striking down. None of this has any business being in time, but now there's a push. All starts are false, admit it. That point could be worked to death. Not now, though. Not here. Question is pragmatic, whether or not the false start stains the whole of what comes after it and makes rubbish. Not always. Beyond the start, the blur straightens up and clears. The stain fades and all's right as rain. So a whitewashed cob corner's looked for, and there it is. Go behind it, tap it, see if it shakes. The sun stays steady, or its absence. This calmly taken grey afternoon storm around broken planks of a coop with paint peeling off in strips. Eyes look out through the gaps. And for the end, it's treat with truth. A toss. The main shifts having made their moves, with the lesser ones popping out from under, wherever they can, and everything settling down at last, there's nothing you need to do but arrange the books, then go outside and die. If you find you can no longer spell, just orange them. Make nice arrangements. Then go outside and die. It'll be fine. A sign. It stood fair beyond belief. Sign, as it happens, of a ghastly and willful misunderstanding, but from old habit unable to say so, or indeed to say anything at all. So turned to the texts and notes, so crazed and shattered, as it also happens. They could be made to work only as bits of signs. Brecht, for a while, kept a sign over his desk. Its text, Die Wahrheit ist konkret.